This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, Bob Zafian is the co-owner of Green Jacket Auctions, and a brand new auction is live on the site right now, greenjacketauctions.com. It's a pleasure to welcome Bob Zafian back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Bob.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
It's definitely my pleasure. We always love talking to the golf fans about great golf collectibles.
Some of the items from your last few auctions have made some big news. When that happens, does that increase the profile of the site?
Well, absolutely. I mean, some of the things that we've brought to auction do make news, literally. We get write-ups in Golf Digest, Golf Magazine, radio spots such as yours, and even TV shows. And, you know, the more people that see it that aren't aware of us, they come to our site, and, you know, we get to see that, you know, that influx of new registered bidders as soon as we do some of these media different interviews and such, and you know, we see that, you know, when they do see this stuff in the news, they become intrigued and they come to our site and they become customers of ours.
So does that mean now when you do an auction, do you have to have some sort of wow item on the table?
Well, I mean, we do, because that's kind of something that we like to do ourselves. I mean, you know, it's really great when we can uncover something for the first time that, you know, does have that wow factor. And you know, we generally do get something, if not many things, within an auction. And, you know, wow factor can be defined many different ways. And you know, just something that maybe of a historic significance or something of extreme value. Everybody's wow factor is a little bit different, but we usually do have something there that we kind of keep mum about until we launch the auction, and then we get a little bit of buzz.
Are you feeling the pressure to top yourself with each and every auction?
Well, I mean, we like to do that. It's very difficult when you do bring something great out there. You know, as you remember, we sold Horton Smith's Masters jacket back in September for $682,000. And, you know, it's going to be tough to top that. But we, you know, we chip away and we get a lot of really neat things. And, you know, each one in themselves has a little bit of wow factor. And collectively, you know, we're building a bigger brand, we're building a bigger audience, and you know, overall I think we become bigger and better as each auction comes around.
I mentioned that there's a live auction right now on the site. How long will this one last, and how many do you do during a year?
Well, this one started on March 26th, and it's going to run through Master Saturday, April 12th. So this one's about 18 days long, and that's generally how long our auctions run, 17 to 18 days, somewhere in that neighborhood. It gives people plenty of time to, you know, get their bids in. And right now, we do three auctions a year. We do our Masters auction in April, of course, which is, you know, it turns out to be our biggest auction just because, you know, in many people's mind, you know, that's the start of the golf season is when you turn on the TV and the Masters is on. And, you know, especially being here on the East Coast, you know, we got the winds howling today, and, you know, it says it's spring on the calendar, but it's, you know, pretty far from spring. So, you know, that gets the start. And then we do one usually in between the U.S. Open and the British, or, you know, sometime in that period in August. And then we like to do one right around Christmas time, so we do one in December as well. And, you know, right now we do three, and, you know, we are looking to possibly expand. We may do a fourth one this year. We may wait till next year. But, you know, there's always you know, room to bring another auction as long as we can find some good quality items.
We are talking with Bob Zafian, the co-owner of Green Jacket Auctions. Okay, what's the high-profile item going in this auction?
Well, the thing right now that we've actually got a little press on that really excites us here is we actually have Ben Hogan's irons from 1953. And there's historic significance to that. I mean, Ben Hogan, in 1953, actually, he won three of the four majors that year. He won the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the British Open. And the only reason he actually didn't win the fourth, which was the PGA Championship, was there was actually a couple reasons. There was a scheduling conflict. The PGA Championship was actually played the day before the British Open started. So logistically, that really wasn't in the cards. It was kind of the first time that it was scheduled so close together and prevented a lot of people from going. And actually, Hogan, in 1953, when he won at Carnoustie, it was the only British Open he had ever played. Another reason Hogan didn't play is after his car accident, he just didn't have the stamina. Back then, the PGA Championship was match play, and you were playing, you know, quite a few matches, and his legs just were not up to it, you know, and that's, you know, shows in the fact that, you know, the last time he played before that was 1948, in which he won the PGA Championship, and he didn't play again until 1960, and at that point it was, you know, a regular tournament, wasn't a match play tournament. So, you know, he stayed away from that tournament for very many years.
In a little bit of time we have left, talk a little bit about what else is up for auction in this auction. You've got some Masters memorabilia, don't you?
We do. We were fortunate enough to get a phone call a few months back from Ed Dudley's grandson. Now, Ed Dudley was the first pro at Augusta National back in the early 30s, and he just kind of had a treasure trove of items from his career, and we got a bunch of that stuff, including in 1950, Ed Dudley actually won the Jamboree there, which is it's basically Augusta National's member type tournament. And his prize for that was this big, beautiful silver humidor. And the significance of that is it's the exact same humidor that the Masters champion got at that time, and that was the Masters trophy. So this is absolutely spectacular and beautiful. We've got other Augusta National items. The grandson of Ed Dudley, his father actually was an architect and did a lot of the work on Augusta National property, including designing Mamie's Cabin and Sarazen Bridge. And we've got some great Eisenhower signed items and some letters, and we got the original drawings of Mamie's Cabin and just some wonderful, wonderful stuff. We also got some great Masters gifts that were given to Walter Hagen and Ed Dudley, and you know, just lots and lots of here's a great piece. We have actually Cliff Roberts' Augusta National stock certificate. I mean, that's really, really significant. This is from 1933. It doesn't get any bigger than that kind of stuff. I mean, our collectors absolutely love when we can dig this stuff out of the woodwork.
For the golfers listening today who have some things around the house, what makes a good item for auctioning?
Well, I think it's something that, you know, people have never seen before. Golf is, a 600-year-old sport, and you know, the history, you know, started over in Europe and the UK, and that early stuff is difficult to find here. But we do find things from the early part of golf in this country, which is, you know, some of the stuff is around, 200 years old. And, you know, whenever you can find something that is old that they can't find, that's really great. Now, if it's got historic significance, that's even better, such as, you know, the Hogan 53 clubs. We also have one of his one irons, which, you know, famously hit in 1950 in the U.S. Open. There's only four or five one irons known to exist, and we have one of them in this auction. We've also got, you know, Jack Nicklaus's PGA Wanamaker trophy. I mean, that's really, really significant. It's a PGA trophy that, you know, he had ordered that was originally to be in a museum. So something like that, nobody ever has the opportunity to purchase something like that, and we have that in our auction.
He is Bob Zafian from Green Jacket Auctions. As we mentioned, the auction is live right now, and it will be through Masters Saturday. You can go online, greenjacketauctions.com, and place your bid. Bob, as always, I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a busy time for you. Thanks for doing this.
John, it's always a pleasure.